Where did you get that mahogany furniture set in your room?
Mike Sorley bought it before we were married.
And then Pop burned it up with cigarettes.
Oh, I won't say anything like that.
Well, what did you have the glass top you put on for?
Grandfather gave me them for Christmas.
Why?
To protect the top of the furniture so it wouldn't get scarred or scratched.
With cigarettes?
It had gotten burned with cigarettes.
Remember anything special about the weddings in the family? Say, Winifred's?
Winifred's was what, 11 years ago. Fred's was in October, the 15th, or the 12th, I mean. And girls from upstate staying here before the wedding, Immaculata, that had an Immaculata. Yes, I remember Winifred's wedding because I went out and did the shopping, picked the bridesmaids' dresses myself, and had the girls come in and look at them, and they approved, so they had the dresses and the hats and all. I arranged the whole wedding. Winifred was in bed sick for a week or two before the wedding. Boys. The next one to get married was a girl, was Marguerite. She was married in June. She did most of the arranging and preparing herself. Then we had a dinner with the girls in the wedding party, a party after they went to the practice at church. I think Dan had some party or something for the boys before the practice, I don't know. The dinner after the practice, or for all of them together.
What about Anne's wedding?
Well, Anne, the same thing. We had something after the practice. I don't know whether it was dinner or what, but I guess it was dinner after the practice of Anne's as well as Marguerite's.
Were you glad to see them get married?
Well, I won't say I was glad, but I was happy that they had nice boys. The boys were very nice.
Oh.
I was young.
She was the youngest, right?
Yeah. Only 20. But she married a good boy. A nice boy.
Do you think a girl ought to wait till 20 to be married?
Well, it'd be better if she did, yes. But, of course, it doesn't always follow. And she does. I had 2 years of college. Gave up the other 2 years. Had plenty of preparation.
What was the story about Patrick and the snakes that you told to Mrs. Van Camp about killing the snakes on St. Patrick's Day?
That was one of the plays that children had. They had this play for St. Patrick's Day, and I think they had Patrick was a little fellow then. I think Patrick was St. Patrick, wasn't he?
Yeah.
All dressed up with a crown on his head and sitting in the chair with a staff in his hand, and the little ones, the ones that were younger, were playing the part of snakes going around the floor, snakes. And he, with a staff, with this staff of his, was supposed to touch them to cure them and turn them into Christians. Instead of that, he'd beat them with it, and then they'd get mad and start crying in the middle of the play. And I had to step in and make him stop.
Where was this?
In the sitting room, when they crowned him as St. Patrick and had him sitting on a chair there in the middle of the room, and
It must have been on St. Patrick's Day.
It was on St. Patrick's Day. It was one of their plays on St. Patrick's Day. And this...
What else was there besides the play?
Songs, the hymns to St. Patrick and things like that, but the rosary first and then the hymns to St. Patrick, and then Patrick was crowned and put on the chair, and he had this big staff, and he was supposed to just touch them with the staff, and instead of touching them, he'd give them a good wallop with the staff, and of course they were ready to go for it. But that was one of the... I think somebody, one of the little ones, John probably, was on the floor crawling around, and he was supposed to be one of the snakes. Patrick gave him a wallop with a staff, and so John started to go for him there and worked at Baldwin's. And then he got this place. He rented this house. It had a saloon to it. And he rented it and got a license and opened it up as a saloon. And then he started buying it.